In Bhagavata, bhakti tattva has been said, therefore no shastra is as good as Bhagavata. Asya kurma adi avatar, abhribhav tirabhav janata sabar, eimatta bhagavata kar kurtanoi, abhribhav tirabhav apni hoy. Bhagavata is one of the incarnations of Sri Krishna, Bhagavan Krishna. As Krishna has unlimited incarnation, many incarnations like Matsya avatar, fish incarnation, karma avatar, tatha is incarnation, boar incarnation, etc. Similarly, Bhagavata is one of the incarnations. As the incarnations appear and disappear, Bhagavata similarly appears and disappears. Eimata Bhagavata kar kritanoi, abhribhavtirabhav apnoi hai. In this way, Bhagavata is not written by anybody. It appears and it disappears. Here is a question on tattva, tattvagata prasna. The Bhagavata is written here by Krishna Daipayana Vyasa. But in Chaitanya Bhagavata, Vrindavan Das Thakur says, Bhagavata is not written by anybody. Bhagavata appears and disappears as other incarnations appear and disappear. How can you account for it? It is written by Krishna Daipayana Vyasa, but Vrindavan Das Thakur says, it is not written by anybody. It appears and disappears as other incarnations appear and disappear. So this is the question. How can you account for it? How the incarnations appear? Accepting father and mother, they appear. Similarly, Bhagavata accepted Vyasadeva as father and mother and appeared. Do you understand? Therefore it says, written by Krishna Daipayana Vyasa, this is tattva vichar, that Bhagavata is one of the incarnations, as other incarnations appear and disappear. Similarly, Bhagavata appears and disappears, not written by anybody. Krishna may appear from anywhere, as Nrisimhadeva appeared from a stone pillar, isn't it? Then stone pillar is the father and mother of Nrisimhadeva. When Nrisimhadeva appeared to kill Hiranyakashipu, he was very angry. That is fearful form. Nrisimhadeva has two forms. Ugra, anugra, fearful and peaceful form. Appeared from the stone pillar, this very fearful form. Killed Hiranyakashipu, he was so fearful that even Brahma, Shiva, even his wife Lakshmi, all were afraid to approach him. They had to approach him, so fearful. Who can pacify him? That question arose. At last, Brahmaji requested Prahlad Maharaj, you go. Nobody dared to go. So fearful. Prahlad Maharaj, very dear devotee of Nrisimhadev, so he went there and offered prayer. Then Nrisimhadev became pacified. This is peaceful form came out. Then Nrisimhadev allowed this Prahlad Maharaj to be seated on his lap. Prahlad Maharaj sat on the lap of Nrisimhadev. When Prahlad Maharaj sat on the lap of Nrisimhadev, Prahlad Maharaj like son of Nrisimhadev, lap of father. Father gets a pleasure as well as son gets pleasure. Yes. So Nrisimhadev as father gets some pleasure when Prahlad Maharaj sat on his lap, and Prahlad Maharaj also got some pleasure as son. That time Nrisimhadev thought of, my father is a stone pillar. I cannot sit on his lap. Say, what pleasure the son gets, how can I understand it? Fulfilled. So that desire remained unfulfilled. Therefore, after Nrisimhadev, whatever incarnations came, they accepted father and mother and came. This Lord's desire was fulfilled. This is tattva-vichara. Prema-maya bhagavato krishner sriyanga tahate kohena dato gopya krishna ranga. Bhagavata is full of prema. Is loving mellow. This is the body of Sri Krishna. All the confidential leelas of Krishna are spoken here. Duisthane bhagavata naam suni matro grantha bhagavata ar krishna kripa patra. Eka bhagavata hoy bhagavata sastra ar eka bhagavata bhakti rasa patra. In two places we hear this name bhagavata. One is grantha bhagavata. Understand? Another is bhakta bhagavata, devotee bhagavata. Bhakta bhagavata, that is bhakti rasa patra. That is the container of mellow bhakti. Gives this bhakti rasa mellow bhakti through these two Bhagavatas, Bhagavata and Bhakta Bhagavata. And he becomes bound up with that bhakti rasa given by him through these two Bhagavatas, Grantha Bhagavata and Bhakta Bhagavata. Mahachintya Bhagavata sarva sastre gaya, yahana budhiye vidya tapa pratishtaya, Bhagavata budhiye na jarache gyan, se na jane ku Bhagavata praman. Bhagavata is inconceivable because he is Vibhu, he is Supreme Lord. As Supreme Lord is inconceivable, similarly Bhagavata is inconceivable. One who says, I know Bhagavata, I understand Bhagavata, he doesn't know Bhagavata. A great puffed up fellow, proud fellow, who has developed pride because of his material education, scholarship, learning, or tapasya. I know Bhagavata, but nobody knows Bhagavata. Who can understand Krishna? Is it easy thing to understand Krishna? Have you seen Krishna? No? Look, see. How he looks? How he looks? Beautiful. Yes, Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Vijesa Sobham. He is beauty far excels that of crores of cupids. So beautiful. He is Syama Tribhanga Lalita. He is Tribhanga, three places bent. Not one or two, three places bent. Three places crooked. Great crooked person. Yes, very great crooked person. Who can understand such a crooked person? It's not easy to understand such a crooked person, Baba. Gaurakisho Das Babaji Maharaj says, this crookedness, kapatya, is the monopoly of Krishna. Not anybody's monopoly, it's Krishna's monopoly. Krishna is such crooked. Krishna is kapatya, his monopoly. But you don't allow kapatya to enter into you. If you allow to kapatya, crookedness, duplicity. Understand my language, kapatya? Crookedness. Duplicity. Pretentiousness, or what you say. Yes, yes. These are, I know, I don't know language, you know language. My language is defective language. Crookedness, dupliciousness, kapatya to enter into you, you cannot develop bhakti. You cannot develop bhakti. Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada Maharaj says, it is better to remain in other species, species of birds, beasts, reptiles, insects, germs and worms. It's better to remain. Getting human birth, don't allow kapatya, this crookedness, duplicity, pretentiousness enter into you. You cannot develop it. Simplicity is Vaishnavism. Sarata hi Vaishnavata. Simplicity is Vaishnavism. Unless you become simple, you cannot develop this bhakti. This kapatya is the monopoly of Krishna, he is three places crooked. Who can understand such a crooked person? Comes in the form of Mahaprabhu, he is not crooked, he is straight. He is straight. Thereby he teaches, you become straight, you become simple, then you develop bhakti, then you can understand Krishna. Otherwise, you can't understand Krishna. So who can understand such a crooked person? Can one understand? Only by the mercy of Krishna one can understand Krishna. Means is there. Only by the mercy of Krishna one can understand. If Krishna becomes merciful and some bhagyavana jiva, a fortunate jiva, then he manifests before him. Otherwise he never manifests. He is a very puffed up fellow. Develop pride because of his, per se, vidya tapa pratishtha, education, material education, learning, merit, scholarship, tapasya, austerity, penance. I am such a great person, pratishtha. Krishna never appears before him. He is a mudha. That is the language of Krishna. Krishna is a mudha. Mudha yam navijanati. Nahu prakasa sarvasya. Yoga maya samabhruta, mudaya nabhijana. Lokam abhyangodjayam. Isn't it? Bhagavad Gita. Mura, rascal. Yeah. I never appear everywhere. I never manifest for everybody, I am covered up with yogamaya potency. Prakasa sarvasya yogamaya samabrita mudha yo na vijanati. That's Krishna's language. Mudha. Do you follow? A devotee is not a crooked person. A Vaishnava is not a crooked person. He is not a duplicious. He is very simple. So, one who gets mercy of Krishna, only he can understand Krishna. Only by the mercy of Krishna one can understand. Without that, nobody can understand. Similarly, one who understands and accepts Bhagavata as Supreme Lord, as good as Krishna, and begs for his mercy, develops bhakti, then Bhagavata will appear before him. Bhote ochintyoi swara buddhi jaro Bhagavate ochintyoi. Se janoi Bhagavato artha bhakti saro. Se janoi Bhagavato artha bhakti saro. In Chaitanya Bhagavata this is say, one who has accepted Bhagavata as Achintya Ishwara, is inconceivable Ishwara, as good as Krishna, and begs mercy of Bhagavata, develops bhakti, then Bhagavata appears before him, and he can understand Bhagavata. Therefore it is said, Ja Bhagavata pada Vaishnavarasthane ekanta asra kara chaitanya. Go to a Vaishnava, go to a bhakta Bhagavata, who is an embodiment of Bhagavata, who is a dear devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, hear Bhagavata from him, and completely surrender unto lotus feet of Chaitanya, or take shelter at the lotus feet of Chaitanya, who gives prema bhakti. Then you can understand Bhagavata. Otherwise nobody can understand Bhagavata. Bhagavata will never appear before you. These are some of the glorification of Srimad Bhagavatam. Before reading Bhagavata, before speaking on Bhagavata, before approaching Bhagavata, we must glorify Bhagavata and beg for his mercy. Without his mercy, we cannot approach him. Bhagavata ki jai. Now please come to the text. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, sixth canto, chapter 14, text 56. Chamang krupanang anatha, tektum vichakyo pitarum tavasoka taptam, anjastarema bhavatat prajo, dustaram jat, dhantam na jayu akurena, akarunena jamena duram. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. My dear son, I am helpless and very much aggrieved. You should not give up my company. Just look at your lamenting father. We are helpless because without a son, we shall have to suffer the distress of going darkest hellish regions. You are the only hope by which we can get out of these dark regions. Therefore, I request you not to go any further with the merciless Yama. You finish? Whole translation? Purport by Srila Prabhupada. According to Vedic injunctions, one must accept a wife just to beget a son who can deliver one from the clutches of Jamaraj. Unless one has a son to offer blessings to the pitas, the forefathers, one must suffer in Jamaraj's kingdom. King Chitrakhetu was very much aggrieved, thinking that because his son was going away with Jamaraj, he himself would again suffer. The subtle laws exist for the karmis. If one becomes a devotee, he has no more obligations, the laws of karma. According to Vedic injunction, one must accept a wife just to be a son who can deliver one from process of Jamaraj. Vedic injunction there. What is Vedic injunction there? You know? Srimad Bhagavatam, the essence of all Vedas, all Upanishads, everything is here in Srimad Bhagavatam. Canto Bhagavatam, you will find. Shamasa, speaks to King Nimi, Jadghana bhakhyo vihita suraya, tathapasura lavanam nahinsa, evam vivaya prajaya narati imam visuddham namidusva dharma. This question, all these questions are discussed in Srimad Bhagavatam. Loke vivaya misamadhya seva nityastu jantar nahitatra chodana. Vyavasthitestu vivaho chagyo suragrahira suni vritti rishta. Is 11 kind of 5th chapter. Shloka 11 says, in this material world, this Trisanga, understands Trisanga. Trisanga, accepting a wife or sex enjoyment. That's Trisanga. Matsyamansa bhojana, eating fish and meat, madhyapana, drinking liquor, it's all there. But there is no inspiration or order of sastra for it. No. Prabhruti. This is the prabhruti. Prabhruti means what to say?
Path of sense enjoyment.
Path of sense enjoyment, yes. But in sastra, there is no such inspiration or order. But Shastra said, how one should, per se, Nibruti? How one should negate all these things? Come to the path of Nibruti. Shastra gives direction in that respect. Has Shastra said to kill an animal? Veda says, Mahisyad Sarvani Bhutani. Kill any animal. No, you have no right to kill. As a person is in tamaguna or rajaguna, understand? Tamaguna, rajaguna, you understand? Understand? Tama means mode of darkness, raja mode of passion. As long as a person is in tamaguna, rajaguna, that is his nature. He wants to enjoy sex. Trisanga lipsa. He has that desire. And amisa bhojana, eating fish and meat. Surapana, drinking liquor. It is there with him. The Shastra has not given any direction on this, and inspire anybody to like that. Rather, Shastra has given direction how to negate all these things. Nibruti. When one comes to the platform of sattva, conquering tama and raja, understand? Elevated, one is elevated to the stage of sattva, then he can give up all these things. Trisanga lipsa, that is enjoying sex with the human and eating fish and meat and drinking liquor. Therefore, Shastra has given direction how one can negate all these things. Shastra says, therefore, loke vivayami samadhya seva nityastu janto naitatra jodana vyavasthitestu vivaho jagyo suragrahira suni vrittirista. That means, therefore, Shastra says, all right, if you have this desire to enjoy sex, then you have to marry. You have to accept a wife, marry according to Vedic rites. Then if you have this desire, eating meat, then you have to perform yajna. There is yajna, Vedic sacrifice. Pasumeda yajna is there. Do you understand? You have to perform that yajna. In that yajna, that animal will be sacrificed. And Vedic brahmanas, who can utter pure Vedic hymen, then they will offer, sacrifice that pasu, that animal in that yajna, then that animal will get new life, come out from the Vedic fire, yajna sacrificial fire. That means that animal is not killed, get new life. Then that body, he left, you eat that flesh, alive, you eat that flesh. You cannot eat the flesh of animal, you have to do all these things. And also that and this Devi Puran, Devi Puran, Chandi Puran, offering worship to Durga, Chandi, Kali, that is mentioned that such people, those are Rasik, Tamasik, they are very, very interested, they have very strong desire to eat flesh of animal. They sacrifice it before Kali, Durga. That is one mantra. The Brahman gives that mantra. Then it's sacrificed. In that mantra it is said, O animal, O Pashu, O animal, I am killing you to eat your flesh, and you will kill me next birth. See there? One who kills animal, that animal is waiting. When this person will die, he will kill him. He'll get such a bath, that person, that animal is waiting with the swords raised. Then he kills. Yes. This direction, that means you have to do all these things. If somebody can understand, then he can say, no, I won't eat. Why? I have to do all these things, and next bath he will kill me. No, better to give up. And Surapana, the drinking liquor also, those who are Kali worshippers, worshippers of Kali, they offer Sura, liquor to Kali. Then that becomes Kali's prasad. And that the ghrana bhakhyo bhito suraya, only they can smell. They won't drink. That Vedic direction. Verse I quoted, 11th canto, 5th chapter, this fifteenth of jat ghrana bhakhyo bhita suraya nas tatha pasura lavana unhisa evam vyavayo prajaya narate imam visudam navidusam asvadharma. That piece, he says, vyavayo prajaya, only for produce a son, beget a son, yogya putra, vishnu putra, qualified son, you accept a wife. Vibhaya prajaya, no rati. You should not accept a wife, or should not marry, accept a wife only for sexual pleasure or enjoyment. No. This sastric direction. In Gita, Krishna said also, isn't it? What he said? Balam balabhataṁ cāhum kāma rāga vivarjitam dharma viruddha bhūtesu kāma smī varadarsava. Isn't it? Niravatar, reading Gita. You know this verse? Balam balabhataṁ cāhum kāma rāga vivarjitam dharma viruddha bhūtesu kāma smī varadarsava. I am the strength of the strong, devoid of passion and desires. I am sex life, which is not contrary to religious principle, O Lord of Bharatas, Bharatas. Dharma viruddha bhutesu kamasmi. I am sex life, which is not contrary to religious principle. Are there. Sastric directions are there. What Shastra says? Dharma samatta kama. That means only one should accept a wife to beget a qualified son, not to enjoy sex. This is sastric direction. Shastra says this thing. And we have this garbhadhana sanskara, isn't it? Purificatory ceremony. Garbhadhana sanskara. 10 purificatory ceremonies are there. Dasavida sanskara, isn't it? 10 purificatories. It begins with garbhadhana sanskara. You grosthas may be doing, I think. Isn't it? Those are grosthas, they may be doing this, garbhadhana sanskara, before producing a child. Garbhadhana, punsavana, simantonayana, jata karma, niskramana, namakarana, paustika karma, naprasana, chudakarana, upanayana. These are sixth one is namakarana, name giving. Seventh one is paustika karma. Eighth one is annaprasana, first time eating grain. Annaprasana, first time eating grain. Ninth one is chudakarana, shaving the head first time. Sudhakarana. Tenth one, last one is Upanayana. Accept Guru, accept Mantra, accept sacred thread, that is Upanayana. Tenth purificatory Vedic ceremonies. And first it begins from this Garbhadhana Sanskara. So, and you know all these things. And then that day, the Grihastha Vaishnava will perform one sacrifice, Vedic sacrifice is there. He has to perform that sacrifice, yajna, both husband and wife, only think of Krishna and Vishnu. Guru has said, that day he will chant, both husband and wife, he chant 50 rounds. How many rounds? 50 rounds? 64. Some say 50, some say 60. Anyhow, what Guru says, that's all right. Is by the direction of Guru, you should chant, and always only think of Krishna, not to think when that time will come, I'll just enjoy sex. No. Think of Krishna only, both husband and wife, only think of Krishna, yes. That's otherwise how a bhakta will come out, a demon may come out. Yes. Calendar, time is there, do you understand? Auspicious time during this night time is not done in daytime. And night time, auspicious time is mentioned in calendar Niseko. Niseko means that's auspicious time when husband will meet wife, and there is a mantra in Samveda. Mantra in Samveda, he will utter, this mantra is there. Om Durghayisam Krishna Bhaktam Putram Janaya Subhrate. This mantra in Samveda is there. Husband will utter, then will give semen. That is our process, Vedic process. The Vedic regulations are there. And 11th canto of Bhagavatam is also said, Grihastha is also a brahmachari. You understand that? Two types of brahmachari. Naishtika brahmachari, Upakurvana brahmachari. Naishtika brahmachari, who never even loses one drop of semen. Whole life stays in Guru Gruha, Guru Ashram. Never marries, never accepts wife. That is Naishtika brahmachari. Guru knows, this brahmachari cannot be Naishtika brahmachari. He must marry. Yes, he must marry. Guru knows all this. Then Guru will say, no, you go and marry, actually wife. Do you understand? But there is regulations. There is not, what to say, restricted sex life, very, very restricted sex life. Yes. You should not unnecessarily lose your semen, discharge your semen, no. Therefore, so Grihastha is known as Upakurvana Brahmachari. Upakurvana Brahmachari. 11th canto has said, Brahmacharyam tapasaucham. That verse is that. He must keep a brahmachari, brahmacharya. He is Upakurvana Brahmachari. Unnecessarily lose, no. That's Grihastha is also brahmachari. He is Upakurvana Brahmachari. So before begetting a child, both of they should have guru, Vaishnava guru, and both husband and wife approach guru and beg permission. We want to beget a child. Please give us permission. Guru gives permission, then they can beget a child, otherwise cannot. Also, injunction, directions also there. Then this Garbhadhana Sanskar is there, they have to do. And proper time is there. According to calendar, they will fix up an auspicious day. Auspicious, not auspicious day. And on that day, they will do this Sanskar and they will meet. You understand? Then there will be sexual intercourse and utter this mantra, chant 60 rounds, 50 rounds, so many things, restrictions are there, Baba. Acharyas are given, also, I quoted this verse from 11th canto, Acharyas are given, Siddhar Swami given, Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur has given, commentary on it. They have said, evam eva bharjyam eva vigacchen, parakyam rutabheva, Gatsha nanyatre te bhenu gya matra dana stri matra nabhi gamaneva shastra tatpajam rudusnat snatayam Bharjayag Gamana Nadosa Savanantu No Vedatikramat Vidhanupapatte Riti Sandarbha. In Sandarbha Jiva Goswami says also. Tasyamarutyadvesadina Vatadana Bhigamana Eva Dosa Savanaiti Swami Charana. Siddhar Swami says. They have all given comments. Acharyas, given directions. You should follow all these things. It's not that, according to everyone, whom is my wife, I will enjoy. No. No. Can't do. There is period, suitable period, when the wife will conceive. Period of conception is there. Yes. What is that period? There is monthly course, what you say, menstruation period. Yes, Rutu Snana. Yes. It's all Shastra. Acharyas are given Baba. It's for you. It's not for animals, dogs and hogs. It's for you, Baba. The menstruation period is there. That comes once a month, isn't it? During menstruation period, you should not touch your wife. No. For 1 week, you should not touch. This is Shastric injunction, Acharyas also. Then after 1 week, that is the period, suitable period for conception. Do you understand? In a month, there are 4 weeks. The first week of menstruation, don't touch. Last week, don't touch. In between 2 weeks, understand my language? That is the period for conception. In between these 2 weeks period, and both husband and wife should decide, yes, we'll beget a child, and beg permission. Guru gives permission, then they will fix up an auspicious day in between these 2 weeks. And then that day they will perform garbhadhan, sanskar, the yajna, all these things. And as I have said, what I quoted, it is not that you think, yes, my wife and I have right to enjoy her, as if she is the object of enjoyment. And she has come to give me only enjoyment. Enjoyment to my genital, enjoyment to palate. Upastha jehum bhumanyamana. Prahlad Maharaj, 7th canto. Upastha jehum bhumanyamana. Why I have accepted wife? Oh, to give me enjoyment. Yeah. Especially two senses. Jiva, my tongue, and genital. Upastajayam. Prepare, cook nice food, delicious dishes. Yes, for me. Feed me. Sit beside me. Fan me. Smile. My dear husband, please taste. How it tastes. Oh, very nice. Yes, I like it more. That you should understand. Krishna is the only enjoyer. You are not enjoyer. Jiva is not enjoyer. Jiva cannot be enjoyer. She is Krishna Kanta. She is wife of Krishna. She is not your wife. And you are not enjoyer. Yeah. You should think of all women like that. Mother, Mata, Matrudadi. You understand? Chanakya Pandit says, What says? What says? Matruvat paradharesu. Matruvat paradharesu. Paradhara, the wife of others. You should think of matrum, mother, except your wife. Chanakya Pandit's niti bhakya, Matruvat paradharesu. Understand? It is not that she is your wife and she has come to give me enjoyment to my palate and genital so I can enjoy her any time according to my own whim. No. Therefore, Shastric directions are there. Injunctions are there. Your wife has, attained that menstruation, that period, So in the proper period you should go. Shastra says, not other period you won't go. But you should go provided Your wife is willing. Yes. Your wife is willing to beget a child, to conceive. If she is not willing, you should not force it. Force her. That is sattvic injunction. No forcing. Sattvic injunctions. Other hand also, your wife has a 10 menstruation period, proper period is there, and she is willing to beget child, conceive. But if you won't go, that's also you violate sattvic injunction. Yes. Your wife wants a child. She is willing. But husband, if husband don't go, he violates sattvic injunction. That is dosa. Yeah, he says, Swami Charana Siddhar Swami has said that. Commenting in this verse I quoted. In Sandarbha, Jiva Goswami has also said that thing. Then again, tatra kutra va nyama kutra va parisankhetyata aho akhike osadhi nyama pakhike unse osadhi ninda prasthita rahe sadhi nyama jatha rutu bharjya mupeyat iti rutu samayehi bharjya yungamanancha raga praptam tatraga gamanansa nindito jatha ऋतुस्नातान्तु जो भाज्यं सनिद्धौ नोपगच्छति यो वायां भ्रूणहत्यायां पच्यते नात्र संशय इति स्मृते स्मृतिशास्त्र शेष अतएव नियम एव ऋतौ भार्यामुपेयादेव इति ऋतौ भार्यागमना जोग न कर्तव्य इति फलितार्थ यस शास्त्र इज देयर आचार्य आर गिविंग डायरेक्शंस कमेंटरीज फॉर अस यू शुड नो दिस थिंग्स And this is all meant for developing complete Krishna consciousness. All for grihasthas. Grihasthas, those are accepted wife. Jyotisha Shastra, he says, tatra kutra niyamava kutra parisankhyati dhyaha pakhike osadhi. Niyama pakhike onse osadhi. Jyotisha Shastra, astronomy. I say, therefore you consult the calendar. You fix up an auspicious day, and that day you see what period is auspicious. During night time is all mentioned. You just take help of astronomical calculations. He said, it's direction here. Rutum bhajyam upayat. Your wife has attained menstruation. She is willing to beget a child. She is expecting her husband would come, give her a son. But if you won't go, then you commit mistake, a blunder. What blunder? Jovayam bhunahatyam pachyate natra sansaya. That means you'll commit this sin. Understand sin? Pap. That killing a child in mother's womb. Bhunahatya. Yes. This is stated in Smriti Shastra. This is stated in Smriti Shastra. Smriti, Smriti Shastra. So, therefore, he says, Atoeva niyama eva, rutau bharjyam upeyad eva, iti rutau bharjyagam anajogana kartabha iti paldhāt. Therefore, this is the niyama, this is the rule, that rutau bharjyam upeyad eva, arthāt, your bharjya, your son, your wife has attained rutu, menstruation, but at that time, that means that 1 week time, you should not go to. You should not touch her. No. Then you can go, but she should be willing. She is willing, yes. Without your will, you should not go and force her. Yes. And she is willing, she wants to conceive a child, but if you don't go, then you violate Shastra. Yes. And commit that. Bhrunahatya. Do you understand? All these directions are there. So, evam vivaya prajaya narati. So, only you will accept a wife, you'll marry, wife accept husband, or husband accept wife, only to beget a Krishna bhakta putra. Krishna bhakta putra, devotee, Vaishnava putra. Not that to beget bastard children, no. The Shastri directions are there, sanskaras, purification ceremonies are there, they're put. Perform, grihastha should know all these things and beget a Krishna bhakta putra. According to Vedic injunction, one must accept a wife just to beget son who can deliver one from clutches of Jamaraj. A son means putra.
putra. Huh? Put, namaka naraka. One hell is there, name is put. Do you understand?
So, put,
putrayate is the putra. Huh? Who can deliver you from that naraka named put is putra. Understand my
putra?
Yes. That's what Prabhupada says, this thing. According to Vedic Nyas, one must ask his wife just to beget a son, you can deliver one from clutches of Jamaraj. Unless one has a son to offer blessings to Pitas, forefather, one must suffer in Jamaraj's kingdom. Said, you understand? As soon as a human being is born, he becomes indebted. Indebted to Deva, Rusi, Pitru, to demigods, to Muni Rishis and Pitru Purushas, four fathers. How? Then you have to pay back the debt. You are indebted to Devatas, demigods, Muni Rishis and Pitas, Pitru Purushas, four fathers. Then you have to pay back the debt. Pay back the debt. Then what is the direction? Shastric direction. This direction is that you should marry, you should beget a son, Do you understand? Who will this offer oblation to Pitas, thereby you will be free from the debt to the Pitas. Then how can you be free from the debt to the demigods? Then Shastra gives direction, Veda gives direction. You should go to Guru Ashram, do you understand? Read Vedas. Vedadhyana, you perform yajna, deva yajna, understand? Deva yajna, yajna to demigods, in yajna shares are offered to demigods. You do that, then you'll be free from debt to demigods, deva duna. Do you understand? And reading Vedas, acquiring Vedic knowledge, accepting Vedic guru, thereby you will be free from Rusi Runa, debts to Muni and Rusis. Marry and beget a son, produce a son, that son will offer oblations to Pitas, thereby you will be free from Pitru Runa. And Prabhupada gave it in his purport also. Prabhupada says, one must suffer in Jamaraj's kingdom unless one has a son to offer oblation to Pitas. King Chitrakirti was very much aggrieved, thinking that because his son was going away with Jamaraj, himself would again suffer. The subtle laws exist for the karmis. If one becomes a devotee, he has no more obligation to laws of karma. It is there in Bhagavatam. Devarsi bhutapta nunam pitrunamba na king karanayam runincha rajan sarpatpane jo saranam saranyam gata mukundam parihurta kartam. Isn't it? Isn't it? You understand? Devarsi bhutapta nunam pitrunamba na kinkaranayam runincharajan. Sarvatmane jo saranam saranyam gato mukundam parivurtakartam. Who completely surrenders unto the lotus feet of Mukunda, Krishna, sarvatma atmanivedan, who does atmanivedan, complete dedication, complete surrender at the lotus feet of Mukunda, Krishna, gata mukundam parihurta kartam. He becomes free from all debts. Deva, Rusi, Pitru, Bhuto, Atta, Nunam, Pitna. From Deva Runa, debt to demigods, Rusi Runa, debt to the Muni, Rusi, Devarsi, Bhutatta, Bhuta Runa, that means you are indebted to other living entities, yes, that runa also because you depend on them, you use them, you are indebted, yes, Devarsi, Bhuta, Atta, you are indebted to your family men, kith and kin, yes, debt is there, you have to pay back. Bhuta Atta, Devarsi, Bhuta Atta, Nunam, you are also indebted to other human beings. Yes, that Nunam, Devarsi, Bhuta Atta, Nunam, Pitrunam,
Pitru Purusa, forefather, all these dates. But Sarvatmane jo saranam saranyam gata mukundam parihurtakartam. But one who completely surrenders and lotus feet of Mukunda, Krishna, he becomes free from all these debts. All these debts, finish. Is not indebted. Understand? Gata Mukunda parihurtakartam. One who completely surrenders and lotus feet of Mukunda, Krishna, he is free from all types of debts. No duty. No obligation. Everything finished. Krishna bhakti koile sarva karma kritoy. Krishna bhakti koile sarva karma kritoy. If someone develops Krishna bhakti, pure Sudha bhakti, another devotion, ananya bhakti, all his duty is finished. All his obligations finished. No, all his work finished. Nothing left out. Krishna bhakti koile sarva karma krita hai. If someone develops Krishna bhakti, all his karma, all his work finished, nothing left out. Lilavatar, what is left out for you? Nothing left out. Krishna bhakti koile sarva karma krita hai. If you develop Krishna bhakti, Sudha bhakti, your devotion, all karma finished, all duty finished, all obligation finished. So, what is left out? What is left out, Baba? Finished. All debts, everything finished. We have no faith in it. Sadha sabde viswasa kohe surudo nishchoye. Krishna bhakti kohele sarva karma kritoye. Chaitanya Charitamrita se. Sadha sabde viswasa kohe surudo nishchoye. Krishna bhakti kohele sarva karma kritoye. Sadha means Shastriya Shraddha. There are two types of Shraddha. Shastriya Shraddha, Laukika Shraddha. You understand Shraddha? Shraddha means faith. Two types. Shastriya Shraddha, Laukika Shraddha. Faith in Shastric injunctions. Faith in Sadhu, Shastra, Guru, Krishna. That is Shastriya Shraddha. And another type is Laukika Shraddha. Faith in as a materialist, what materialists say, material scientists say, yes, are Baba, your health is very weak. Doctor said, examined you, no vitality, no vitality. You'll die very soon. Isn't it? Then you have to eat meat. You have to eat meat. Yes. You have to eat egg. You have to eat egg, meat, yes. Otherwise, no vitality. You die. Yes. And also, you have to drink little liquor also. That is required. Yes. Biological need, biological. Yes. Yeah. In you, they say, what do you say? Hysteria. Hysteria is developing. Hysteria. Understand my language? Hysteria? Hysteria is developing. Because you are very strong sex urge. You have to enjoy sex. Yes. Otherwise you'll turn mad. They say, yes, this is biological need. And you believe. In their words. Understand? Yes, I'll die, doctor has prescribed this thing, what shall I do? Many people asking me, Maharaj, doctor said like this, what you say? Are Baba, are you Dr. Das or Krishna Das? Believe in their words, that is Laukika Shraddha. Do you understand? We should not believe. We have firm, should develop firm faith. Faith, Shastric injunction, Shastriya Shraddha. Faith in the words of Sadhu, Shastra, Guru. Guru Bhakti, Chitta Tekari Aikyo, Arno Kuriya Munyasa, isn't it? Nartam Das Thakur sings. Sadhu, Shastra, Guru Bhakti, Chitta Tekari Aikyo, Arno Kuriya Munyasa. Put unpleasant faith in the words of Sadhu, Shastra, Guru. Don't think of anything. No. We say this thing, but if you examine, almost 9% of the people have no faith in this statement. Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma krita hoy. If you develop, if someone develops Krishna bhakti, another devotion to Krishna, all his duty finished, all his works finished, all his obligation gone, nothing left out. Isn't it? You examine one by one, you'll find almost 99.9% of people have no faith in this world. Sraddha nahi hai. Hey, I have my beauty. I am family man. Yes, how can I neglect? My wife, I have a small kid, he has a baby son. Yes, how can I neglect? I have duty, I'm duty bound. Yes, yes. Nacintandamang jedana aparjupaste, esam nityabhi juktana yoga khemam bahamyam. You have no faith in these words of Krishna. Ananna chintanamang jedana aparjupaste, tesam nityabhi juktana yoga khemam bahamyam. Krishna says in ninth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, exclusively things of me, ananya chintanamang, exclusively things of me. No other thought here, only thought of Krishna, manmanabho. Only thinking Krishna day and night, 24 hours. Day and night, 24 hours, engage in my loving service. Parjupasthe, nityabhijukta, constantly, he is constantly attached to me. No other attachment he has, no material attachment. No bodily attachment, no attachment to bodily relations, wife, son, daughter. Only attached to me. Isn't it? Ananya chintanamam jedana aparjupaste esam nityabhi yoga khemam bahamyam. I have taken up the responsibility of maintaining what he has gotten. And also, I take up that responsibility what he lacks, I personally carry to him. So, no faith! You have no faith in the words of Krishna! Bola! Faithless person, faithless person, faithless! You have doubt in the words of Krishna! Sansayatma vinasyati! Doubtful person! Definitely perish! Yes! If he has strong faith and free depend in the words of Krishna, how can he say, oh, I have duty, my family will suffer, my small kid, how he can be taken care of, isn't it? Krishna says what he has gotten, he will take up responsibility to maintain. He has gotten family, he has gotten a wife, he has gotten a son, family, he has family responsibility, family men are dependent on him. Krishna says, I take up responsibility to maintain them. So, and Krishna says, what he lacks, I personally carry to him, carry. Who has developed very strong faith, unprincipled in the words of Krishna, never thinks of anything, only thinks of anything. He never thinks of his family maintenance. Yes. Such a completely surrendered soul. We are dedicated to everything at lotus feet of Krishna. The story is there, it's a true story, it's not fictitious story. A poor Brahmin was there, his name was Gita Panda. Understand? Gita Panda. He only reads Gita. Do you understand? And preaches Gita. And what is given in Gita, he practices in his life. He is a very dear devotee of Krishna. And he was a grihastha, and was a poor man, poor Brahmin. And he had children, do you understand? He had wife, he had sons, he had daughters. Very big family, he had children. But very, very poor man. He never earns money, do you understand? Sometimes he goes out, a beggar Brahman, only begs alms. Whatever gets by providential arrangement, he is satisfied. Krishna has made arrangement. For this thing only, available, alight, take this, eat it. He gives to his wife, alight, Krishna gave this thing today. This is available today, alight. Prepare food, you eat and feed the children, yes? He was reading this Gita and he was reading this particular verse. Anannat chintandamang jedana prajupaste tesa nityabhijuktana jogo khemo bahaman. He was reading this verse, deeply thinking of it. Oh, Krishna says this thing. We exclusively think of, no other thought, only thought of Krishna is there. And constantly engaged in his loving service. Constantly attached to him, no other attachment he has. Krishna says he takes up the responsibility of maintaining what he has gotten and takes up the responsibility personally caring to him what he lacks. Such thing. His wife came and his kids were crying. They were hungry. They are saying, roti da, roti da, roti da, roti da. Understand me? Roti, roti, bread. Chapati, bread. Hungry, I'm hungry. Kids are crying. Roti da, mama, roti da, mama, roti da. Oh, mother, give me roti, chapati, or bread. I'm hungry, crying. Came to husband, he's sitting and reading Gita. Hey, what are you doing? Don't you hear the kids are crying? Hungry, no food. Go out, beg alms, get some, I'll prepare food and feed them. What are you doing? Then he said, you silly woman, why are you disturbing me? I'm reading Gita. Oh, you're reading Gita? What is that? Your children are crying. Roti da, roti da. Your Gita will give roti? Go out and beg alms. He said, you silly woman, you see Krishna, what Krishna said? Krishna said, Jogo Khemo Bhamin. Who constantly, exclusively thinks of him, only engaged in loving service, constantly attached to him, no other attachment. Krishna takes up responsibility, he'll give. Yes, food is needed. Krishna, who gives food? Krishna Vishwambara. Krishna Vishwambara, who feeds the whole universe? Vishwambara. Why not feed your children? You silly one. Don't you understand? Wife said that thing. That means wife is creating disturbances now. He cannot read and meditate and think. You understand? Go. Beg for some alms and get some alms. I'll prepare food and feed them. When his wife created some disturbances, can think of, at that time he thought of, Krishna said this thing, he'll personally carry, Bahamyam, Yoga came on Bahamyam. Bahamyam means carry. I personally carry to him what he lacks. Then soon he was disturbed, therefore thought of, has Krishna said this thing? Or Vyasadeva has written like that? Understand me? He thought of like that. He became disturbed, therefore he thought of like that. Maybe Krishna may inspire some wealthy person. He may give some donation to me. Yes. Isn't it? I'm a poor man, beggar, I'm going begging. Krishna may inspire some wealthy man, so he may give some donation to me. But Krishna says he'll personally carry. Why created disturbance, he was a little bit disturbed. Therefore, he took up his red ink pen, put a red line on that verse. Yoga came on Bahamyam. Then he got out for begging alms. Brahmin so went to a house, knocked at the door saying, Bhikyam Dehi, Bhikyam Dehi, Bhikyam Dehi. Understand me? Give me Bhikya, give me Bhikya, give me Bhikya. Knocked at the door. Then housewife came out, said, no Bhikya. No Bhikya will be given. Why you not give? Oh, somebody has died in our family. We won't give bhikya. Then he went to next door. There he knocked, said, Bhikyam Dehi, Bhikyam Dehi, Bhikyam Dehi. The house master came out. Said, no bhikya, get out. No bhikya, we'll give in. Why? Oh, some new baby is born in our family, so no bhikya, get out from here. In this way, he went to 10 houses. He refused. Everybody refused. So, couldn't get bhikkha that day. Huh? All right, this is your arrangement today, that no bhikkha would be available, we'll starve today, only we'll drink water, best. Dependent on Krishna, he's come to surrender soul. Huh? So, now it is afternoon, past noon, so he has to go back. Huh? Huh? Krishna came in the form of a black boy, tender age, 11 year old boy, black boy, came this noon time, scorching heat of the sun, a summer season, carrying load, heavy load, very heavy load, yes, two sides, bara, bara, do you understand? Carrying, very heavy load, carrying, and came to his doorstep and knocked at the door. Guru Ma, Guru Ma, Guru Ma, Guru Ma, calling. Have a guru, do you understand? Then the Brahmani came out, opened the door, said, "Who are you calling, Guru Ma, Guru Ma? My husband has no disciple. Who are you?" I am. Brahmani came out and opened the door, saw a tender-aged boy, black boy, very nice, handsome-looking boy, 11 years old boy, carrying very heavy load, scorching heat of the sun, the perspiration is there, his whole body seems to be burning because of the scorching heat of the sun, he seems to be very tired, do you understand? He said, "Please, Guru Ma, open door, I have brought this thing for you." He said, "Who sent all these things?" His wife asked, "Who sent all these things?" "Oh, Panditji sent. Then Brahman thought of such a cruel person. He put such heavy load on such a tender-aged boy in this noon time, scorching heat of the sun. He may be coming empty-handed and put heavy load on him. His wife thought like that. Then wife said, "All right, come into the house." A very small cottage they have, but he had brought so many things. Atta, rice, dal, ghee, oil, sabji, variety of sabji, vegetables, spices, sugar, so many things, heavy load. Yes, there was no space in their house to keep all these things, so many things. So when he went into the house, kept the load there, and the back side, Brahmani saw some scratching mark is there and blood is coming out. Yes. "What is this at your back? Some blood is coming out?" He said, "Guru Ma, Panditji, put all this load on me and told me, take it immediately to my house. My children are crying. My wife will prepare food." I said, "Panditji, please, 1 minute, wait for 1 minute, let me go and drink a glass of water." But Panditji didn't spare me. No, not 1 minute, cannot spare. And thus, therefore he scratched my back. Then that Brahman said, "Oh, such a queer man. Oh, let him come, I'll see." All right, you are very thirsty. Please sit down for 1 minute. Let me prepare 1 glass of sarbat for you. He said, "Guru Ma, I have no time. I cannot sit. I have so many loads like this to carry." So Brahmani requested, please wait for 1 minute. You are very hungry. You are going to drink water. But Panditji didn't allow you. You are very thirsty. Let me prepare 1 glass of sarbat for you. Just saying at that time, Brahman came and knocked at the door. Open the door, Brahman standing, Brahman said, "Today is a very bad day, no bhikkha was available." "What? No bhikkha was available?" "Yes, all refused." "What? A black boy just came, is there inside the room, very heavy load. You put very heavy load on him, and sent him, go immediately.
He wanted to drink one glass of water, but you didn't allow him, scratch his back, blood coming out. He said, no. What are you saying? Oh, yes. That boy came and said, oh, where is that boy? Oh, he's inside. Come and see. Then Brahman entered into the house, but boy was not there, disappeared. Krishna, exactly upset, Yoga came and Bahamehu. You personally carry, yes, that's exactly true. That is not untrue, complete truth. I am such a rascal, I thought of something else. And then he came to his wife, Brahmani. You are very fortunate. You saw Krishna personal. I was reading that verse. You disturbed me. So my mind became disturbed, so I put a red line on that verse now that come out back. Of Krishna is scratching mark and blood is coming out. Red blood is coming out, you see. Very fortunate Brahmani. Oh, you saw Krishna. I am such a rascal, I couldn't see because I did this, commit this mistake, blunder. Yes. True story. And you should understand. You should put firm faith in the words of Krishna. Shastra. Sadhu Shastra, Guru. Yoga came about. Unflinching faith. No tinge of doubt. No, that's a tinge of doubt at all. Unflinching faith, definitely. You'll get it. Krishna has promised that. Yes, that is his promise. I maintain what he has gotten. I personally carry to him what he lacks. Then, therefore, you cannot have it. Faithless person, sansayatma vinasyati. Krishna says, one hand Krishna says, name bhakta pranasyati, kanteha pratijani, name bhakta pranasyati. Other hand he says, sansayatma vinasyati. Isn't it? Asadadhana purusa, manga prapya nivartante, mrtya sansara vartmani. Isn't it? One hand he says, o kanteha vasana kunti, arjuna, name bhakta pranasyati. My bhakta, my devotee will never perish. I give him protection. I maintain him. I am the maintainer. I am the protector. One is completely surrendered soul. Completely surrendered soul. Complete dependent. Complete dependent on the will of Krishna. Complete dependent on Krishna. He never thinks of anything, only thinks of Krishna. While bother about his maintenance, and while bother about his family maintenance, if he grows up, will bother about his protection. No bothersome. Adhama durgatami, kichu nahi ko amar. Krishna is a rakshakar palaka amar. Krishna is my maintainer, Krishna is my protector. I am adham durgata. In this material world I have nothing. I am pauper. I am nothing here in the material world. Krishna is my maintainer, Krishna is my protector. Completely dependent on Krishna. Yes, he'll never bother. And he is maintained, protected. Krishna maintains him and Krishna protects him. That is a fact. Thakura has sung that thing.
Eve atma samarpane chintanahi aro. Eve.
Bolo. I feel helpless. You can't help me. I feel helpless. I come to Italy, I come to such big temple, Ville Vrindavan, I feel helpless. You can't help me. Oh, temple president, you can't help me.
Eve atma samarpani chinta nahi aharo. Eve atma samarpani chinta nahi. Tumi nirva ive prabho sansaro tomaro. Tumi nirva ive prabho sansaro tomaro.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I was in great anxiety how I can maintain my wife, my son, my daughter, my family members. How can I earn money, 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 more money, more money, more money, more demands coming from wife. How can I earn? All this anxiety was there. Day and night I am in anxiety and thinking all these things. Eve atma samarpane chinta nahi aap, tumi nirbhaye prabhu sansara. Now I completely surrender unto you, completely dedicated to you. I dedicate everything to you, my body, my mind, my speech, myself, my family, everything I dedicate to you, it all belongs to you. Now I am free from all anxiety, all fear. Now it is your family. Now it is your headache, it is not my headache. How to maintain that? Nishchinta hoi ami. Sevivo tomai, nishchinta hoi ami, sevivo tomai. Grihe bhalo mondo hole, nahi moro daye. Grihe bhalo mondo hole. Your family, it is all your headache now, it is not my headache. I will only engage in your loving service free from all anxieties. If something good or bad takes place in this griha, I am not responsible. It is your griha. Then it will come to your head. You are responsible. If somebody will say, oh, in your griha this thing takes place, no. It's Krishna's griha. It's not my griha. I'm not responsible for it. This is complete atmanivedan. It's complete left. Surrender, he never bothers. And he's maintained. Yes, Krishna maintained. Yoga came on Bahamya. He has said. Light, I'll just... What is that? You are impatient. You are impatient. What is that? All right, so only 3-4 lines I'll say and stop. Though I have long story to say, so I stop and continue my speech in the evening. Once Mahaprabhu told Srivas Pandit, do you understand? Srivas Pandit, very dear devotee of Mahaprabhu, he is a family man, he is a grihastha, he has wife, he has children. But he never earns any money. He and all his family members are all engaged in this Hari Bhajan, serving Krishna, serving Mahaprabhu. So, one day, just out of fun, Mahaprabhu said, out of fun, just test it. Srivas, you are a grihastha, family man. You have a big family to maintain. You must go and earn some money. Why are you not doing like that? Then Srivasa didn't say anything, only he clapped 3 times. Do you understand? Mahaprabhu said, what does it mean? Then Srivasa explained, I have firm faith. You have said in Gita, Yoga Khemam Bahamyam. I have firm faith in your words. You have taken up, who is constantly engaged in my loving, so day and night, 24 hours, only think of me, no other thought. Yoga Khemam Bahamyam, you have said, A firm faith. You are Vishwambhara, who maintains the whole universe. A firm faith in it. Still, if supply will not come first day, we'll starve. Whole family will starve. If supply will not come second day, we'll starve. If supply will not come third day, we'll starve. Therefore 3 times clapping. If supply will not come fourth day, whole family will go drown ourselves in Ganges. Mahaprabhu became very much pleased. And Mahaprabhu said, definitely supply will come. Thank you very much. I stop here and continue my speech in the evening. Prabhupada Maharaj ki jai, Bhagavata Kathamrita ki jai.
You're saying how there are two Bhagavats, Granta Bhagavat and Person Bhagavat, and that for one who is, that the Person Bhagavat appears to the devotee who is eager to hear. So there's that verse, Jive Shakshat Naitate Guru Chaita Rupa, Shikshava Guru Mahansa Rupa. So is it the same principle?
Yes.
That conditioned soul, he cannot approach Paramatma.
No.
So Paramatma appears externally as Guru.
Yeah.
So similarly, conditioned soul cannot understand Bhagavatam. So Bhagavatam appears as Bhakta Bhagavat.
Yes.
So there's no way that
therefore the Bhagavata Purva is you cannot understand Bhagavata Pajindra. Scholarship, learning, intelligence, merit are taking the help of commentaries.
So this is a pramana to show that we cannot understand Bhagavata just by reading the book.
No. It will not, Bhagavata will never appear to you. If you are not surrendered to you, you have no bhakti.
You were speaking extensively on just putting firm faith on the words of Sadhu Shastra Guru.
Yes. On placing faith.
So you've mentioned before that unless one has adhika, that if he tries to fully surrender, then it will be artificial.
Yes. When you develop faith, then adhikar comes. Bhakti adhikar comes. Otherwise no adhikar. You have karma adhikar.
So, on one hand, karma adhikar is there and bhakti adhikar is not there.
Yeah, if I am not developed until the faith and the sadhu sastra, vinyasana sastra, sastriya sraddha, Jiva Goswami has stressed on this sastriya sraddha.
So then, should not somebody with karma adhikar still try and cultivate this mood of selfless surrender? Because by just going out and working, running around, then one just suffers.
Yeah, I'll speak that point. I had thought of to speak, and I took up that book, but I saw it's 10:35 already, so I didn't stop it. I'll speak in the evening. I took up that. That was, I'll quote it from 11th canto.
If someone has karma adhikar, does that mean they don't have full faith?
Therefore he has karma adhikar. He has not attained bhakti adhikar. Sastra says, Krishna says, Acharya says this thing. Then, Krishna bhakti koile sarva karma krita hai. Develop Krishna bhakti, all your work done, all your duties finished, no obligation, no duty, nothing left out. Then, what karma you have? I have duty to maintain my family. Yeah, I have duty to do this thing. I have duty to protect my country. I am, what do you say? Desa sevi, servant of the country, servant of the nation, not servant of Krishna. Desa seva, jati seva they are doing, isn't it? Nationalist.
Yes.
Everything is unfinished, nothing left out.
What is the position of one who is a neophyte devotee and he has a family and he says that, because I'm neophyte, I don't have full faith, therefore I have to go and work.
You have to work. Tavat karmani kur bhita. That verse is there. Yeah. I have not heard, I have many times I have quoted that verse, explained it. Tavat karmani kur bhita. As long as you have not developed complete faith, as long as you have not complete surrender, you have to work. Yes. Karma-adhika, then. Yes.
But when we hear you, Gurudev, you're always preaching surrender.
That is the last thing. Krishna said, sarva-dharmāna parityajya māmekum saṇamadā. Isn't it? Most concluding instruction. Last thing said, Supreme Court order came out, the lower court order cancelled, isn't it? Why don't you help me? When Supreme Court order comes out, lower court order cancelled, isn't it? Does it stand? Never stands. Huh? Last order stands. Huh? You gave £1 to your servant, told him, well, take this £1, go to the market, bring molasses worth of £1. Huh? He has just gone there, 5 steps, called, hey, come back. No, bring sugar. What will bring, molasses or sugar?
Sugar.
Molasses cancelled, isn't it?
Huh? Last order.
Last order stands. What is Krishna's last order? Sarvadharman paritejya mamikam sanam. Last order. Huh? No more. That's the conclusion. Yes. Abandoning all varieties of dharma. Just surrender. Huh?
Yes.
Where it stands. Huh? Huh? Yes, I am family man. I have this dharma to maintain my family. Huh? Huh?
Yes.
Kula dharma, jati dharma. Bunsa dharma,
huh? Yes.
Isn't it? Then, where it stands?
It doesn't stand. Cancelled.
Cancelled. Didn't say. That is varnantha. In the beginning, Krishna said, varnasram dharma. Huh?
Yes.
The last said, sarvadharman. So included varnasram dharma. It's cancelled. Huh?
All previous cancelled.
Only surrender. Yes. Last order stands. One who has not accepted that thing, no faith in that, then you go to previous thing. Yes, that is for them. Then you do this thing, karma, this karma. Let's do karma adhikar. Therefore, in Gita, 3 things are there. Karma adhikar, jnana adhikar, prema adhikar. Gita speaks all these things. Yes.
So for one who has karma adhikar, so he should always striving to achieve this bhakti adhikar.
Shouldn't stay there.
How can he strive with his own effort, do Baba? In the evening I'll speak. Okay. I'll quote 11th kind of Arabic. That will clarify everything. Yes. What sastra says? Or Bhagavad? Adarya Sam said, yes. Why are you suffering? What is the reason? Cause you are suffering. Yes?
So good Maharaj. Last point you talked, you were singing Bhaktivinoda Thakur's song. You said that one who surrenders to Krishna, then he says he gives it's Krishna's headache, not his headache anymore.
No more.
But this is for somebody who has complete surrender.
Krishna carries. Krishna runs at the noon time scorching heat. How is it?
So for those rare souls who may not have completely achieved love of God, but who accept the order of Guru as it is, with Nivachari Grihaniya, then will Krishna personally come for them because they have surrendered to Guru even though they have not completed?
No, complete.
Only complete.
Complete surrender and full faith, complete faith, not partial faith, Baba.
Then Krishna personally.
I accept this person and reject this person. That won't do.
How about if one accepts all portions but it has not completed?
No, complete. Purna Saranagati. Not partial. Not partial. 50% or 60%, 70%, 100%.
So for that person who is not 100%, but he's accepting as it is it karomyaham, then Krishna will act through his energies rather than bahamyaham. Krishna says, bahamyaham, I personally come. For somebody who has not completed fully, then Krishna will...
Never come, never
but
carry.
But through his energies he may...
Never come, help. Never carry. Yes. Yes, Krishna is there to help. Therefore, sadhu, sastra. Yes. Sadhu, sastra is there.
Yes.
Krishna helps. Krishna, Param Paramatma, Brahms also, yes. He's a friend, eternal friend, Sruhuru, well-wishing friend. Govinda, hey, Hari.
Krishna states the Dhammi Buddhi Yogam Tam, that he gives intelligence by which devotees come to him. Yes. Does this also refer to just the surrendered devotee?
Yes, what that was? Tesang sattva juktanam bhadatam pridipurvakam. Quote the whole verse. Tesang sattva juktanam bhadatam pridipurvakam. The Dhammi Buddhi Yogam. Tasattva jukta. Constantly attached to me. Bhadatam pridipurvakam. Does my bhajan with love? That is significant. Dadami buddhi yogam, I give intelligence. That is pure intelligence comes. How he can come to me? Yeah. Next verse says, Tesang evan kampartham ahum abhyan kundama nasayami atmumarastha jnana dipena bhasvata. Read Gita, read.
Gurudev, sometimes it is said that, that Krishna, he, as we surrender to him, he rewards us accordingly. Ooh. So some devotees say that if you surrender a little bit, then Krishna, the Dham, Yogam Tam, he gives a bit of help. And if you surrender a bit more, then he gives some more help.
Yes, yes. There's a tamam prabhadende, yes. Yes, according to degree of his surrender, he is rewarded. Yeah, so.
But this verse seems to say that he gives help only to those who are completely surrendered. So it seems like, how do you resolve that?
Not says that. He takes up the sole responsibility. All botheration. Devotee will never bother. Understand? Jogo khemu mahamyo. I take up the responsibility of maintaining what he has got on, lagging, I personally carry. So, yeah. All right, thank you.
The Guru and Maharaj ki.